On Friday mornings, we hear from StoryCorps, and today, just ahead of Mother's Day, we revisit a conversation that first aired on this program in 2008. It's with three generations of the Wong family. Kay Wong was 87 when she reluctantly answered questions from her son Cheng and granddaughter Chen. Kay had a reputation for being strong-willed, a reputation she earned as a child.
I wasn't very nice. If I make a mistake, my mother, she make me apologize. In our custom, when you apologize to your mother, you have to bring a cup of tea and say, I'm sorry. But I purposely dropped that hot cup of tea in my mother's lap. And I wasn't a good student. I always lie to get out of school because a lot of boyfriend after me. That time I was still young. I was not bad looking then. So what else? Hurry, hurry. I'm going to go home.
How'd you meet Grandpa?
I was a training nurse in a hospital. He was there for hemorrhoids operation. So when your grandpa see me, your grandpa keep on asking me to get married. And I said, I don't like you. You have bald headed. I didn't like him because he's ugly. But one thing about your grandpa, he's very smart. That's it. No more questions.
Okay.
Just a couple more questions.
Short one.
Short ones.
Short ones. Tell me about working at Bloomingdale's. What did you do?
You know what I do. I'm not going to tell you.
No, you have to. You have to talk about it.
I am a detective. I got a very famous designer. I better not mention her name. She stole a dress, $3,000. So I walk out the store. I said, would you like to pay me that dress? She said, do you know who I am? I said, yeah, you are a thief. So that's my life.
Do you have any regrets?
No, what should I regret? No, I think I'm old enough to do whatever I like. And that's it.
You get to be 87, you can tell it like it is. Kay Wong with her son Cheng and granddaughter Chen in New York. Kay Wong died a few weeks after this conversation. Cheng and Chen later went back to StoryCorps and recorded a tribute to Kay, which has been turned into an animated short called No More Questions. You can see it at NPR.org, and you can interview your own mom on Sunday with the new StoryCorps app. Your conversation will go to the Library of Congress, as all StoryCorps interviews do.